Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm David Axelrod.
A poem by Spokane-based poet Christopher Howell, titled Nighttime. Though it was dark and the curtains drawn, I could feel the snow in fields behind the house and the wind asking to come in. Awake in my bed by a small window, I imagined the moon out beyond the orchard, trying to speak or flutter one of its tourmaline eyes at our scarecrow, slow dancing on his stick, miming crucifixion, or possibly waving goodbye. If time was passing, it did not want anyone to know. It seemed everything slept but me, 9 years old, sharing a room with my brother, who was 3 and blonde and deep in his dreaming happiness. I wondered as I wandered every night, what huge silent songbird would visit me, grooming its silver beak and laying open the roof to stars that night after night asked, who was I really, drifting through space in the dark? Maybe I counted to 1,000, breathing in planets and trees and the shadowy insistence of everything that wasn't there. Maybe my parents lulled in the vast prairie of the next room, like all odd beasts suffused with distance and exhaustion. God was nearby too, inside my thumbnail, saying his prayers, in which I was not mentioned, though also disguised as a chair, he sat in the dark beside me, quietly counting the hours and keeping them, so that if by chance sleep found me, I should not wake and be afraid. A poem by Christopher Howell, Nighttime, first published in the magazine Basalt.